The world is changing so fast around us. Ang daming pagbabago sa mundo. Etong nakaraan na mga araw, nagkaroon ng sunod-sunod na pagbagyo na bagong itsura ng mga karsada natin. Iba ng itsura ng highway. And it's changing fast. Parents, tinitingnan natin yung mga anak natin. Buong buhay nila, tinuruan natin silang magsalita, di ba? Malit pa yung mga bata, you teach them how to speak. Ngayon, nagugulat na tayo dahil sumasagot na sa atin. Ngayon, tuturuan naman natin huwag magsalita. Okay? So maraming pagbabago. Sumasagot na yung mga bata. Yung unang turo mo, magsalita sila, di ba? Then ayaw magsalita yung bata, turuan mo, magsalita, turuan mo. Nung marunong na magsalita, ay sumasagot na sa'yo. Ngayon sasabihin yung, huwag kang magsalita. Okay? It's changing very fast. That's why, if we are not careful, matatangay tayo sa agos ng pagkilos ng mundo. And it's so rapid, it's so fast. And because we get caught up in the flow, we get so stressed out. No? Pagising sa umaga, we are so in a hurry. If we do our prayers, sign of the cross na lang. Okay? Yung iba, pwede pang mag-thank you, Lord. You know, sign of the cross, thank you, Lord. O iba naman, sasabihin na lang kay Lord, Lord, ha? Oh, hindi ko alam kung anong ibig sabihin nun. Sa sobrang busy, sa sobrang mamadali tayo. That is why in church every Sunday, kung napapansin ninyo, ang bagal kumilos ng mga ministers natin. Because all of us, papasok pa lang tayo sa simbahan, nagmamadali na tayong lumabas. We're so in a hurry. May gagawin pa tayo, may gagawin pa ako. So, fine. We do not take time out to really reflect on the things that is happening to us. Kaya maraming bagay sa buhay natin, natatako tayo, nasa-stress tayo, kasi hindi natin nauunawaan. Eh, paano mo naman maunawaan? Nagmamadali ka palagi. There are things in life that it takes time, you need to slow down so you can understand. And we don't want to do that. Not even in church. Pagpasok natin sa simbahan, gusto nating maunawaan natin ang Diyos. Bakit hindi sinasagot ang prayer ko? I want to understand. I want to know why God is not answering my prayer. And I want it now. And we're to hurry. Pagpasok natin, Lord, sagutin mo na ako, dahil lalabas na ako. No, I need to go somewhere else. That is why sinabi ko sa mga ministers, okay, pag Linggo, lumakad kayo ng mabagal. Bagal. So lahat ng tao nakatingin sa kanila, parang bilis. Hindi po sila bibilis. Why? Because I want us every Sunday to slow down our pacing in life. Sayo masyado nagmamadali. You know? That's why everybody walks slowly. Pagdating dito, pag nag-pray tayo, mabagal, hindi ko binibilisan. Almighty God, to your house, pwede ko naman gawin yan. Tapos yung misa natin in 30 minutes, pag ganyan. But I take time to pray. Almighty God, to you, all hearts are open, all desires know. Hindi ko lang nakikita yung mga tao sa likod, pero I know some of you look at your watch. Ay, ang pare, parang matanda pag nag-pray, bagal. You know, yung readers natin, kung napansin ninyo, talagang super slow. Okay? Now, magagaling mag-English ang mga yan. If they will speak normally sa English nila, ang bilis, baka hindi nyo naman maintindihan. That's why they speak slowly, so that you can digest every word they say. Because what they are saying, what they're reading, is not their own words. They're reading from the Word of God. And sometimes we need to take time to listen and take time to understand. Amen? Yung iba naman sa sobrang bagal, inaantok na. Kasi ang gusto natin palagi, mabilis ang buhay. Okay? we have to learn to slow down once in a while. Kasi maraming taong nagbe-burnout. Alam mo yung burnout? Wala nang energy. Lobat na. Eh, kung may cellphone ka, di ba? Kung puro naman pindot ng pindot ng pindot, pinaglalaruan mo, hindi abot ng 24 hours yan. Okay? Isang oras lang, ubos na yung battery mo. Ganon din tayo. Ang battery natin, hanggang ilang taon yan. Ang problema sa atin, masyado tayo nagmamadali, ubos ka agad. In a few years, wala ka ng battery. Wala ng energy. Because we don't take time to slow things down. Okay? Ang hirap ng buhay ngayon, etong mga nangyari na bagyo, praise God, it did not happen to us here. But tinitingnan ko yung mga lugar kung saan nangyari yung bagyo na yon at yung baha, hindi man lang na-announce sa kanila. There are places na nakasulat doon, wala naman silang warning, walang, di kagaya ng Aklan, meron tayong red color warning. Meron tayong orange. Kaya when I was in Iloilo at that time, bumabagyo, I was praying for Aklan. Pinagdadasal ko yung Aklan. Sabi ko, Lord, konting baha lang. Baha na yung church namin. Umapaw lang yung tubig. Pag nakita niyo yung tubig, pumasok na dyan sa karsada, sigurado ako dito ang sunod niyan. Okay? Meron pang nagturo sa akin, tingnan mo lang, Bishop, yung children's room. Pag may tubig na yan, next niyan, eto na yung church. Antayin ko pa pumasok yung tubig dun sa children's room. I kept on praying. Kasi yung Aklan, tinitingnan nila, orange, red warning. Little did I know, yung Antique pala, nagla-landslide na. I did not know. Kaya nung gabi na lang, nung tinitingnan ko ang kalibo, tinitingnan ko yung kalibo, kung kumusta ang kalibo, I was calling up some people. Sabi niya, mainit dito, okay naman. Nung nag-scroll ako, nakita ko, Antique. Ay nako, doon. Ang daming bahay na nasira. You see, how do we cope with the changes and the things that are happening in the world today? The Lord taught us one thing. Pray. Pray. But what kind of prayer? What kind of prayer? We are so privileged today that we hear from the gospel, Jesus Himself. Jesus Himself who is teaching us how we should pray. Now, alam ko, talagang pagdating sa mga bagay na importante, you know, if you want to really prosper, you talk to a financial genius, pumunta ka doon. Oh, meron akong pera dito. Where will I invest it? That financial genius will teach you. Nakikinig ka. Diba? Kung tawagan ka ni Elon Musk, kung tawagan ka ni Jeff Bezos at sabihin sa'yo, bumili ka ng stocks dito, sigurado patok to bukas. Oh, you will buy. Mangungutang ka, manghihiram ka ng pera. Because that is a financial genius talking to you. Amen? If you're into sports at gusto mong gumaling sa sports, nako, gusto kong mag-boxing, pumunta dito si Manny Pacquiao. Bishop, may tip ako sa'yo. Makikinig ka kay Manny Pacquiao. Diba? You listen to him because he's the greatest in that field. When it comes to prayer, alam mo sino nagturo sa atin? Anak ng Diyos mismo. Yung Diyos na kinakausap mo, yung anak niya. Okay? Remember, Jesus, when He prays, He refers to God, His Father, always. So, being the Son of God, Jesus knows how to talk to His Father. And so, He teaches us today. What a privilege to hear from Him, from Himself, from Jesus Himself teaching us. Etong tinuturo niya, isa lang naman yung tip niya ngayon. There's so many things we have to understand about prayer. Three things on the side. Number one, be sure that what you're asking aligns with the will of God. Amen? Yun lang, alamin mo. Kalooban ba ng Diyos to? Alamin mo muna yan. Huwag kang humingi na hindi kalooban ng Diyos. You ask for the will of God. Second, ask for something that glorifies God. Amen? So, tanong mo, yung hinihingi ko ba kay Lord, is it in line with His will? Will? Second, will it glorify God? Will it bring honor and glory to God? Itong hinihingi ko sa Kanya. And third, very important, ito bang hinihingi ko, will this be good for me? Amen? Madalas, minsan ang hinihingi natin, no? Ang hinihingi natin, mga bagay na hindi mabuti para sa atin. Okay? And so Jesus, considering these things, He taught us today. One of the things that He taught us on prayer, which is very important, is to be persistent in prayer. To continue. No matter what the circumstances, no matter what's happening around you, you don't stop. That's why isusulat ko na lang yung acronym niya. So you will go home and you will remember this. Sabi ng isang author, when you come to God, always push. Push. Diba? Push. What is push? P. Pray until something happens. You don't stop. When it comes to asking God for something, when it comes to petitioning God and beseeching God, you push. You pray and pray and pray until something happens. The problem with many Christians today is they ask, and when they don't see any result, they stop asking. And they try to do it their way. They try to manipulate things around them para makuha nila yung gusto nila. And in manipulating things around you, what happens is makukuha mo talaga minsan yung gusto mo, pero yung ayaw mo rin, makukuha mo rin. You also get what you don't want. But if you stand in your covenant with God, and God taught us just to pray, you ask your Father, you come to God, you ask Him, walang manipulation. It is about relationship and covenant. I ask. If you don't answer me, I will not have anything. I will do my part. Gagawin ko yung part ko. But this is something that I bring to you. Okay? I found my Bible, my first Bible na binigay sa akin ni Bishop Ricardo. When I first came to Calibo, didn't have a Bible. And first time kami nag-usap, ang unang tanong niya sa akin, sabi niya, do you have a copy of the Bible? And I said, no, I don't have. This is brand new, naka-plastic pa to. Kinuha niya, sabi niya, it's yours. So, nagulat ako, bakit bagong-bago, binigay lang sa akin. And I read this Bible during my early months and years of my Christian walk. Ito yung Bible na ginagamit ko. And I found it recently. I do not know kung lumitaw lang siya. Nakita ko na siya, nandun na sa table ko. And I'm glad that it's here already. And I would like to read the gospel again from this translation. Ito sinasabi dito. And Jesus said to His disciples, suppose one of you go to a friend's house at midnight and say to him, friend, let me borrow 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine who is on a trip has just come to my house and I don't have any food for him. And suppose your friend should answer from inside, don't bother me. The door is already locked and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up and give you anything. Well, what then? I tell you that even if he will not get up and give you the bread because you are his friend, yet he will get up and give you something you need because you are not ashamed to keep on asking. You know? He talks of a friend. You know? Ang kaibigan, pwede kang tanggihan. Pwede hindi. I remember many years ago, my brother, younger brother, came home very late at night. Very late. So ang rules namin sa bahay, pag late ka na, lock na yung pinto. Hindi ka makakapasok unless gisingin mo ang tatay namin. Eh pag nagising yung tatay namin at siyang magbukas ng pinto, hindi ka na rin matutulog. Makikinig ka ng sermon hanggang umaga. So yung brother ko ayaw ng ganyan, so akong ginigising niya. So nandun siya sa tapat ng bintana, sumisigaw sa akin, pero yung sigaw na mahina kasi baka marinig ng tatay namin. So sabi niya, "Dong, pakibukas ng pinto." The first time he shouted, I already heard him. Yun lang, asarap na ng tulog ko. Okay, I don't want to wake up. I mean, kasalanan mo yan. Ginabi ka, diyan ka matulog sa labas. So ayaw kong gumising. Pero ang kulit, sigaw ng sigaw. Mamaya naririnig ko, binabato na yung bintana. I can hear stones at the window. Iniisip ko, sige, basagin mo. Bahala ka, hindi ako magigising. At natulog ako, I continue to sleep. Then, finally, may naramdaman ako sa tabi ko, may tumutusok. Pagtingin ko, nandun siya sa bintana, nakahawak sa tubo ng tubig, may dalang kahoy, at tinutusok ako. Sabi niya, buksan mo ako. So, hindi pa rin ako gumising. I pretended na, you know, wala. And he kept on doing it, sige lang ng sige, walang hiya. At that time, I don't consider him my brother anymore. He's not my brother, he's not my friend, but he kept on poking me with that stick. Finally, sa sobrang inis ko, bumaba ako. At binuksan ko yung pinto. Pagbukas ko ng pinto, sabi niya sa akin, dahan-dahan lang, magigising si daddy. So pag-akyat ko, linakasan ko yung paa ko para magising yung tatay ko. Well, anyway, I have no plan to help him. At that particular time, hindi ko talaga siya tutulungan, but he was so persistent. And even though wala akong gana, wala akong planong tulungan siya, tumayo ako because I was so annoyed and so irritated that if he will not stop, ako naman yung mapapagod, hindi akong makakatulog. And so I have to respond. This is what Jesus was talking about. Sabi niya, you ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. Inulit pa niya. Now sa Bible, pag inuulit ng Diyos yung sinasabi niya, makinig kayo ng maigi, that is important. When God repeats things he said, at ulitin niya, you better listen because that is important. Because anyone, okay, ask and you shall receive. We know that scripture, okay? Say it with me, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened to you. There is a translation in the Amplified Bible which is very close to the Greek. Etong sinasabi dito, keep on asking and you shall receive. Keep on seeking and you shall find. Keep on knocking and the door shall be open. For anyone who keeps on asking will receive. And anyone who keeps on seeking will find. And anyone who keeps on knocking, the door shall be open to him. So what is he trying to imply here? Do not stop. Keep on praying. Okay? In my life, I look back. Many times now, I would look back in my life. I found out just recently that everything, all my prayers were all answered by God. Do you know that? Tiningnan ko, there was never a time na yung prayer ko hindi sinagot ng Diyos. All my prayers, all that I have asked God, He answered me. But I did not receive everything I asked for. Okay? Lahat ng panalangin ko, sinagot ng Diyos. Pero lahat ba ng hinihingi ko sa Kanya, binigay ba? Hindi rin. But He answered my prayers. You see, if we keep on persistently praying, if it works on a friend who is reluctant to help you, it works. Even on someone who is reluctant, how much more will it work on a God who is not reluctant but more than willing? Jesus is teaching us that we are not in prayer. We are not trying to lay hold of God's reluctance. Hindi natin binubunong braso ang Diyos dahil ayaw niya. We are trying to lay hold of God's utmost willingness. But we just have to keep on praying. Now, itong turo na isang pare, sabi niya sa akin, when God answers our prayers, first, He gives us a direct answer sometimes. Direct. Anong direct answer? Yan ang gusto nating lahat. Pag nag-pray tayo at humingi tayo sa Diyos, we like to have a direct answer. Right? Anong tawag natin sa direct answer? Yan ang tinatawag nating answered prayer. A direct answer, sometimes when you ask God, His answer is a much desired yes. Have you experienced that? When you prayed, yung pinaka-desire mong marinig, ang sagot ng Diyos, yes kaagad. That is direct. That's a direct answer to your prayer. But there are times when you ask God, another D, we experience denial. Sometimes when we ask for things, His answer is a merciful no. Amen? A merciful no. There was a point in my life, I got so distressed. I got so frustrated, so disappointed in my life. I knelt down before God, and this is what I said to Him. Lord, take me today. Kunin mo na ako. Pagod na ako. Did God answer my prayer? Yes, He did. His answer is no. No. Denial. Because sometimes there are things that we ask God for in our life that is not good for us. And in His mercy, kaya sabi ko, mercifully He says no. Naawa na lang siya sa'yo. That's why He says no. One, mayroong isang seaman na tumatawag sa akin palagi. Sabi niya, Father, ipag-pray mo ako, makasakay ka agad ako sa barko. So dasal kami ng dasal, dasal ng dasal. Allah, sige ng dasal. Tapos minsan pupunta pa siya sa akin, sasabi niya, dasal tayong dalawa o dasal kaming dalawa. You know, with matching uplifted hands pa, Lord, pasakayin mo na siya sa barko. Lord, thank you. Hindi talaga nakasakay. 7 months after, walang result. Denied siya, hindi siya pwedeng sumakay. After 7 months, nag-umpisa na yung COVID pandemic. Nag-COVID pandemic. Now, just imagine kung sumakay siya sa barko, nandun siya sa labas, mako-COVID siya at mamamatay siyang mag-isa. So, hindi natuloy. Pagkatapos ng COVID, everything, humupa na yung COVID, pinatawag siya ng kumpanya, now he's traveling. Nandun na siya. Nasa barko na siya. Okay? God said no. Amen? Meron din akong kilala na lumuhod pa kaming dalawa. Pinagpe-pray niya, Lord, sana itong mapangasawa ko. Sana itong mapangasawa ko. Ang luhod ng luhod. Ang sagot din ng Diyos sa kanya, no. Sabi ko, i-lay hands mo kaya. Pero ingat ka, baka masampal ka. No. Okay? Denial. Second D is denial. The first is direct answer. God says yes. Sure. The second is when God says no. Mercifully, no. That's denial. The third. Ano yung pangatlo? When you ask from God, the third D is delayed. Sometimes when you ask God for something, His answer is a faith building, not yet. Wag muna. Amen? Amen. Delayed. Sa ating kasi pag-delay, anong sinasabi natin sa Diyos? Wag na lang. O, tampo na, di ba? Wag na lang. Lord, gusto ko makapag-asawa. Ngayon, ngayon. Sabi ng Diyos, wag muna. Delay. Lord, gusto ko na mag-asawa ngayon. Hot na ako. Ready na ako. At Lord, this is my perfect time. This is my moment. And God says, not yet. Wag muna. Iho, wala ka pang trabaho, mag-aasawa ka na. Ano ipapakain mo sa anak mo, chinelas? Okay? So God, He wants to build your faith up. And so He says, not yet. Delay. And number four, this is very important. Number four is different. Different. Fourth D is different. It is a time when you ask God and God says, just trust me. Just trust me. Lord, etong gusto ko, Lord. Just trust me. Amen? Different. Kagaya ng isang tao na yun, kinakausap ko sa inyo. Gusto niya mag-asawa. May nagustuhan siyang babae. Maganda. Chekchi. So sabi niya, ito na yung perfect wife. Pray siya ng pray. Hindi sumasagot ang Diyos. Nabusted siya. Yung babae na yun, nabuntis. Yung babae na yun, nagkaroon ng maraming relasyon. But he was not able to marry that girl because he found someone who took care of him. Someone who managed his home well. He was praying for a particular girl. God gave him a different person. Much better. Different. Minsan, ang hinihingi natin, hindi yun ang ibibigay ni Lord. Pero just trust God because He will give you something even more important. Amen? Ayaw natin eh. We don't really trust. God can and is able to give you more than you can ask or even imagine. When we were in college, I have a friend. Palagi siyang humihingi ng motor. Dasal siya ng dasal. College student kami. Ako, finance ako pag nag-aaral. Alam niyo yon? Finance ka to go to school. May financier ako, tatay ko. Sinisweldohan ako para mag-aral. Sinisweldohan ako para mag-college. Siya, working student. Nagtatrabaho sa labas, pagdating sa school, janitor siya ng school. Pero itong sabi niya, one of these days, bibili ako ng motor. Gusto niya yung Yamaha na motor cross. Sabi niya, bibili ako niyan. And so he studied hard, he worked hard. A few years later, move forward, nung nakita kami, he invited me for dinner, he already drives a Mercedes-Benz. Sabi ko, nakuha mo ba yung motor mo? Sabi niya, hindi talaga binigay ni Lord. Mercedes ang binigay. Sabi ko, mas okay. Mas okay yan sa Yamaha na motocross, yung Mercedes-Benz mo. And he drives it. The answer was different. The answer was much better. Way beyond you can ask or imagine. God can give you that. Amen? But it all begins with asking. Notice nyo, you keep on asking, you shall receive. Keep on seeking, you shall find. Keep on knocking and the door shall be opened to you. It is a command from Jesus. Jesus himself who prays to the Father, who knows how to pray, he said, you ask. Ano ibig sabihin ng asking God? Bibigyan mo ba siya ng listahan ng mga gusto mo? Will you give God a list of your groceries? Lord, etong listahan ng gusto ko. I will ask because you said you will ask. No, hindi yan ang heart ng Diyos. How many of you know that even before you can ask, God already knows what you need? Sino sa inyo nakakaalam niya? Hindi ka pa humihingi. Alam na ng Diyos kung anong nasa listahan mo. But what does God really want when He tells us you keep on asking? You ask. What is He trying to tell us? He wants us to pour our heart on Him. That's why the second part of the parable Jesus was teaching, not a friend anymore, but a father. You who are not perfect, you who are sinners, pag humihingi yung mga anak nyo, you give them the best always. How much more your Father in heaven? He's not a friend only, He's a father. And the reason why God tells us to ask because He wants you to pour out your heart to Him, pouring out your desires to Him. He knows what you need, but He wants you to pour out your heart. Talk to Him about your desires. Bakit? Yung desires kasi natin nasa loob ng puso mo. It's in your heart. I desire this. I want this. I desire this. I really like this. And God wants you to talk to Him. May mga magulang dito, alam nyo nang kailangan ng mga anak nyo, opening na ng classes, di ba? Alam mo na yung kailangan nila? O, di ba? Alam nyo na. Hihingi na yan ng pang-tuition. Hihingi ng baon yan. Hihingi ng allowance, you know? The Father knows that already. And the Father has prepared that already in advance. Pero minsan, gusto ko pa rin yung mga anak magsasabi pa rin sa magulang nila, Pa, pahingi ng allowance. Because that is important to them. It is in their heart. And they need to communicate that because that is what prayer is all about. It's a communication. It is a communing with your Father. To come before your Father na wala kang, hindi ka nahihiya sa Kanya. You know? Not feeling ashamed. You know your Father will provide. You know your Father will give you the best. That's why you pour out your heart to Him. Hindi listahan ang hinihingi ng Diyos. Yung puso mo. In asking, you pour out your desires to God. You communicate what you desire in your heart. So these are the words that Christ has taught us today. Number one, don't give up. Keep on praying. Push. Pray. until something happens. Do not give up. Keep on praying. Keep on praying. He will answer your prayers. All our prayers, will God answer all our prayers? Yes, He will. But He will not give you everything you ask for. But He will answer all your prayers. He will answer it with sometimes, yes. Sometimes He would say, no, that's not good for you. Sometimes He will answer, not yet. Wait lang. Wait lang. And number four, God will say, trust me. Saligyang baga. Saligyang. Ako bahala karon. Just trust me. Amen?